I'd like to think I'm not a fool, but I fall for you every time. You make me lose my cool, and I know how this always ends. Oh, 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 oh. Take away your invisible arms that bind me, and don't act so innocent. You left me then, you leave me now. The pain you cause has me in chains. Oh, 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 oh. A whispering wind say I told you so. Tears on your cheeks say you should have known. Falling to the ground as you let go. Let the stars guide you home. Subtle lies crowd every corner, wearing masks to hide their shame. Black sheet over my trusting eyes, now it's you that I can blame. Oh, 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 oh. Now I'm sweeping up the broken glass, each shard a memory from our past. Always and forever I think not. Remove the hold you had on my heart. Oh, 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 oh. A whispering wind say I told you so. Tears on your cheeks say you should have known. Falling to the ground as you let go. Or let the stars guide you. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, don't come back when you realize that I loved you flaws and all. Here I thought you were too good for me. Who knew how wrong I would be? Oh, oh. Whispering winds say I told you so. Falling to the ground as I let go. Please let the stars, please let them guide.
Was Whispering Winds by Dawson Rutledge, a singer-songwriter from Cranbrook, who was a regional finalist in CBC's Searchlight competition and who won 2 Kootenai Music Awards this year. I spoke with Dawson over Skype. Dawson, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thanks so much for having me.
When did you first know that you wanted to pursue a career in music?
It was definitely in high school. I was in lots of music courses throughout high school. The high school teacher in my hometown, Evan Buchert, taught a course called music composition, and it basically taught you how to produce and write your own music and record it. And I just fell in love, and that was about grade 11, and end of grade 12 was when I kind of realized that I wanted to pursue that. And he was a huge factor in the reason that I'm where I am today.
Did you grow up in a very musical family?
I wouldn't say very musical. I mean, my dad used to be a musician when he was in high school, but my mom never really played any instruments around the house. My dad is in a band, but he joined a band after I started picking up instruments myself. So I don't know. My grandparents are pretty musical, but I wouldn't say we're a very musical family. I'm kind of the odd one out, I guess you could say.
Who were a few of your strongest musical influences at the time when you were starting to develop your own sound?
Definitely a man named Shaky Graves. He's from Austin, Texas, and he's sort of a one-man band. He designed this old Samsonite suitcase to be a kick drum, and he put a tambourine up beside it. And he played kick drum and tambourine with his feet while he sung and played his songs. I fell in love with his music and his style of writing and his performing, and he definitely was a huge inspiration in the beginnings. And then obviously I've kind of grown and listened to a few different artists over the years, but he definitely was sort of the beginnings for sure.
You're an amazing lyricist. Do you approach your songwriting by having your lyrics inspire your music, or do you usually start with a riff or a hook?
I usually start with a riff or a hook. Yeah, the chord progression comes first, and then I kind of just have songs ready to be written with lyrics, I guess you could say. So they're just kind of sitting there waiting till I feel inspired to write lyrics to them. And lots of the times those lyrics just come based on my mood or my experiences and what's going on in my life. So definitely the music first, then the lyrics.
Have you ever had a song that felt like it almost came from above, sort of came to you fully formed?
A couple songs. I've never really thought of it that way. Well, a lot of the songs that I write, I've written in a very short amount of time. So the lyrics, I feel as though if I don't get them out when I'm feeling inspired, the whole song won't be written. So a lot of the lyrics that I've written have been written in a span of a couple hours even. That's partly because I'm a bit lazy, and partly because I feel really inspired in the moment, and just things just kind of flow out of me. And so I guess you could say that a lot of my lyrics have just kind of fallen into my hands.
Your recently released album Monsters was produced by 3-time Grammy Award winner Justin Gwipp. How did that come about for you, and what's it like working with Justin?
Justin's amazing. That came about through a series of very fortunate, basically, I just met a bunch of industry professionals. I was in Mesa, Arizona in a music festival back in 2015. And the festival organizers really took a liking to me, and they run a festival out in New Jersey. And so they took me out to New Jersey in May of 2016. And then there I met a man named Jordy Gillespie, who is my executive producer. He's kind of the one who runs all the behind the scenes stuff, and he's the one who put me in touch with Justin Gwipp. But we kind of kept in contact throughout the year of 2016. And he was the one who helped me get my demos sent over to Justin. And so it was just kind of a series of different encounters with the right people, I guess.
Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Definitely heartbreak.
You were a regional finalist in CBC's Searchlight competition with your song Mysterious Woman. What can you tell me about that song?
That song was the very first song I ever performed, which is pretty cool that it did so well in the CBC Searchlight contest. That song I wrote about halfway through grade 12, so I would have been 17. And I had been writing for the class that I had mentioned earlier, and I just was feeling inspired to write a kind of a quirky, upbeat song about finding your mysterious woman. And at the end of my grade 12 year, I performed a Shaky Graves style. So I had a little kick drum and tambourine, and I performed Mysterious Woman for this graduation showcase. And that was super cool. And that's kind of the moment that I realized that I wanted to be a performer. So that song is sort of I hold close to me because it's the very first one that made me realize I was in love with music and in love with performing and writing.
Find my lover somewhere. We all know that searching can be unfair, but I hope one day it'll all be clear. Mysterious woman, please come here. Woman, I hope someday you'll stumble along. Whoa, pretty woman, please just play me your sweet song, and I know it goes. Remember one thing, my dear friends. Mysterious woman is worth your breath. Oh, mysterious woman, I hope someday you'll stumble along. Just play me your sweet song, and I know.